Hi, welcome to our next episode of the What's New With You podcast. Today we are talking to Dave Pankatai from the Macomb County Community Mental Health, or CMH for short. He's going to tell us all about what's going on at CMH, what's new over there. So Dave, welcome to the podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here this morning. Just celebrated my fourth anniversary here at Macomb County CMH. Prior to that, I worked in Wayne County for almost 20 years. I knew Christy from back in those days.
Way back in the day.
Way back. I actually started as a direct support professional. I worked my way through undergrad. It was in Genesee County at the time with Michigan Community Services. But it was a real learning experience. I was learning my taking psychology classes and working as a direct support professional. So I did that. Actually worked at the Carroll Regional Center, on the grounds of the Carroll Regional Center, after my undergrad. I was a program therapist for Tuscola County Community Mental Health. And so, yeah, I've been doing this for a couple few years now.
We tend to stay in the field. It's easy to get into this field, fall in love with it, and devote yourself to
That's
it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been at Macomb CMH for 4 years now. How's that been going?
It's been quite the trip. It seems longer than 4 years when I start to look back. The pandemic time in there, I'm like, remember yesterday? Oh, wait, that was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, the pandemic really created quite a time warp for everyone.
It did. But it's been challenging and a learning experience and fun and all of those things rolled together. I'm really proud of the what we've been able to accomplish and maintain during the pandemic. There's a silver lining to the pandemic, which mm-hmm. is hard to say because it's impacted so many people's lives and we've lost so many people and it's a horrible situation. But it did allow us to expand our services, take advantage of the additional federal funds coming in, to really look at how we could best help our communities through this time. So we've been able to support providers financially in more creative ways than ever before. We currently have provider stability funds to help people who are impacted by changes caused by the pandemic. And then we've done creative things too that I think we'll touch on a little mm-hmm. bit further into the podcast here. But oh, and also with the CARES Act money early in the pandemic, because we're a department of Macomb County, they made up to $1 million available to us. Mm-hmm. And we purchased a mobile health clinic, a mobile health unit, which you'll see more and more out and about here in Macomb County. And it also helped us with the technology that we needed to do remote work, telehealth services, and really expand those and keep people able to get the services and supports that they needed during the early pandemic.
Yeah, we definitely learned new ways to keep people connected when we couldn't be face-to-face.
Oh, yes. I have more virtual go-to meetings, Teams, Zoom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we all created that little corner of our house where we tried to make it look neat and tidy and professional, but it was maybe just an illusion.
To varying degrees of success. Yes, that's true.
Yep. So for people who are not familiar with community mental health, can you tell us a little bit about the services they provide, their purpose, why they exist in our county?
Yeah, that's a really difficult question.
It's a big question.
Yeah, it is. And people don't realize how big of a question that is. The extent of our services is really impressive, and I'm learning bits and pieces still after 4 years. But our primary purpose historically has been, per the Michigan Mental Health Code, to serve those individuals with severe, significant mental health issues, adults and children, and then the people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The state moved the substance use services mm-hmm. under the community mental health services as well. It used to be a separate service, so now we have substance use the IDD services for, well, services for people with IDD, and the mental health for adults and children.
Mm-hmm.
We have the historical basic services of psychiatric services, therapy, psychological assessments, group therapy, but it's really grown more and more beyond that too. So we can help people with the in-home staffing supports, respite, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, some nursing services. Then we have a full crisis continuum. And 3 years ago now, a little over 3 years, we obtained a federal grant. It was a $3.4 million grant directly with the federal government to expand our services even more. We're really good with the abbreviations and acronyms.
We love acronyms.
Yes, we do. So it's the CCBHC, which we try not to advertise out to the community because their eyes would glaze mm-hmm. over like yours are right
yep.
now. But it's a certified community behavioral health clinic. You don't even need to remember that. The important part is it's expanded our service array and given us more options. So we were able to practice under that grant for 2 years. And then in October 1st of 21, we actually became part of the state of Michigan's demonstration project in this area.
Okay.
So now it's a new way of doing business going forward. The really key parts of, I mentioned that historically, we were in place to deal with folks with serious issues. The focus was when you called, we had to make sure and ask you a lot of questions in a lot of different ways to really make sure that you met the criteria. So it was a lot of screening that went into that. With this new program now, we can see almost anybody. The official terms are mild to moderate, so people
okay.
with mild depression, anxiety, problems in living, more of the minor things, we can help them now through our program. And you also no longer have to be a resident of Macomb County.
Oh.
So again, the front door screening historically was really intense about you had to prove you lived here,
mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of those back and forth because people move around quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
And whether or not you were serious enough with your presenting issues. We don't have to worry so much about that now. So our front door is more open and welcoming, and we're putting a lot of emphasis now on making it easier for people to get the help and supports that they need.
And if you watch the news at all these days, you know that access to mental health services is really important and
yeah.
really, really hard to get for a lot of people. So that sounds like a really great benefit for the community.
Yeah, it is. And I agree that everything that I read, the people, everybody is more stressed
mm-hmm.
than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's different degrees of that. So
right.
if you are feeling stressed, if you know somebody who is struggling, help is out there. And that's really a message that I want to kind of continue to hit throughout this podcast.
And we don't have to wait until it gets so severe now. We can get
right.
help when we start to feel those feelings, as opposed to needing to wait until it hits that severe level or until someone else decides it's severe
right.
to get help. So that could be really helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things online. And, you know, if you can start getting help through I can touch on some of those things
yeah.
too. So the state of Michigan has the Michigan Staywell line,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's anonymous. So
mm-hmm.
if you're feeling, you know, concerned about making that call and identifying yourself, depending on what you do, where you work, it's completely anonymous. And they will talk to you with trained master's level therapists. And they'll do brief therapy, so they'll give you
very
3 to 5 visits up front. And then if you need more than that, and if you, you know, if you would like more than that, and if you just tell them where you live, they
mm-hmm.
can help connect you to the local resources
oh,
as
yeah.
well.
That's a great resource.
And then we have the My Strength,
mm-hmm.
Which is it's an app or an online website, and it's free to everybody. And I brought a card so I can give everybody the details on that. But it's self-directed, so you open up the app and it asks you some questions about what would you like to get out of the app. Is it stress? Is it insomnia? You'd like to meditate, you'd like mm-hmm. to eat healthier and exercise, things like that. So you choose it, and then it'll guide you through exercises at your pace, and it's very helpful. So it's free to everybody. You can go to our website, which is mccmh.net/ mystrength to learn more. And when you log on, the access code, it's listed there on our website, but for the podcast, it's in all capital letters, MCCMH, and then lowercase COMM, no space in there. So MCCMH in caps, COMM, and it will allow you free access to that website.
Awesome. And we can put that information on the Ark of McCombs website and also on our Facebook page if you're looking for that.
And then if you'd, like I said, if you would like more intense services, the face-to-face telehealth services, mm-hmm. we're here for you.
Mm-hmm. And we now have 988. That can be a nice resource for people, too.
We do. That's the new statewide suicide mm-hmm. Hotline, and we are part of that.
Awesome.
We have our own call center here. Most of the other parts of the state have the MyCal, and the state has a vendor that they're working with. But here in Macomb, the call would be answered by one of my staff located right here in Macomb County.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So Macomb CMH has partners, lots of partners, lots of different agencies you work with, right? The Ark of Macomb is one of them. We're very happy to have a good relationship with CMH and be working together on a lot of fun stuff.
It's a very good partnership.
Mm-hmm. Shall we talk about some of the things that we're working on together? We have a couple projects. So about a year ago, CMH gave the YMCA and the ARC some money to give away 100 free Y for All memberships. So those are year-long memberships. And the nice thing about those memberships that I think really changed things for our folks was it used to be you maybe wanted to go to the gym, but you had to bring your support person with you. And maybe you had Al working with you on Tuesday and Mike working with you on Wednesday, and you couldn't get those guys in the gym to provide you the support you needed. So the Y for All membership covers the individual and also a support person, whether it be a staff, a friend, a family member, to go with them.
Yeah, it's a really good partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I've met with the staff from the local Y's for a number of years. And, you know, our focus is on, you know, getting people out and about, having them be part of their communities. And it's such a good fit with the mm-hmm. YMCA's. Because that's their mission.
Yep.
They're here in the community for everybody.
Yep.
They're so inclusive. They're so broad in the services that they provide for, mm-hmm. for children and adults and the exercise and the various classes and resources. So it is a really, really good fit.
Right.
I've tried things before, and they never really panned out really well for various reasons. But this one is going really well. So I'm really happy that we were able to do this.
Mm-hmm. And we still have, to the best of my knowledge, about 38 memberships left. Okay. I'm sure after the holidays, when January hits and everyone's feeling a little bit different about the gym, those will go pretty quickly.
Yeah, New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Exercise more.
Yep.
Yes.
We also got a little money from Community Mental Health to update our kitchen that we use in our skill center. So we bought a new stove. Our last stove was not the safest piece of equipment. So we bought a new stove. We got a new hood in there, have it vented nicely. We also bought a lot of adaptive equipment. We bought cutting boards that suction to the table. So if you have problems or challenges using both of your hands together, you've got the stable cutting board. We bought adaptive knives and different pots and pans to make it easier for people with disabilities, with some physical challenges, to become more independent in cooking. So we had a lot of cooking classes over the summer when we had the garden. When you're done, we have a lot of cookies in our kitchen right now because we had two holiday parties.
Remember those New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
I'll have to walk past those cookies.
Well, maybe in January when everyone's eating healthier, they'll be making healthier things than cookies in the kitchen.
Yes.
But it's been really nice to be able to include so many people in those cooking activities with that adaptive equipment. We also appreciate that we got some money from CMH to do this podcast, mm-hmm. which is nice, and some money to do an educational series called Ask the Advocate, where once a month we pick a topic. January's is on navigating Medicaid and Medicaid services to help people find out what services are out there, what kind of help they can get. You and I have been in the field a long time, and I think sometimes it's still confusing for us how to access all the services.
Very much so, and it changes frequently.
Mm-hmm. So if you are a new person to the system, it can be very challenging. So we want to make sure we're getting good information out there to people to help them lead the lives that they want to live.
And we'd be happy to put links on our website, too,
so okay.
that people can access that. That's very much needed information.
We'll make sure we get you the link for this podcast, too, so you can
Perfect.
Put it on there. And then our new project that we're just embarking on, which we'll probably be working on more in the new year, is a direct support professional marketing campaign. So for those of you who don't know, there has been a direct support professional, or DSP, crisis nationwide since even before the pandemic, and then COVID hit and took a system that was already struggling and kind of took it out at the knees a little bit. So one of the things that we're working on is doing some videos to promote the field of being a direct support professional, how fulfilling it is, how it can be a stepping stone to other careers. We want to highlight how important these staff people are to people with disabilities leading their lives.
And the stepping stone to further careers, yeah, that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now I get to be the CEO of a,
right.
of a county system.
Right.
I'm trying not to say the PIHP and CMH.
Oh yeah, don't get too crazy in the jargon. That's how I started 27 years ago. I was making $4.25 in a group home, mm-hmm. taking care of people who had a lot of physical challenges. It's also where I learned how to cook, because I did not want to make what was on those menus all the time.
Well, I made $6.85 an hour.
Ooh, you're fancy. So what other new things does CMH have going on in the new year in 2023?
Well, going back to your videos and stuff on the direct support professionals, I am happy to report that my board of directors did approve an extension of the hiring incentive and the referral incentives for all of our provider staff.
Awesome.
So now you can offer people that incentive when they start. It's after they've worked 30 days
they okay.
can do that. And then if you're currently working and you refer somebody who ends up getting hired and works for 90 days, you can receive that incentive as well.
Very nice.
So we're trying. It's a big struggle. We've also, my board adjusted our rates. So hopefully, again, it's more as more attractive for people to explore this as an option, and it's really as a rewarding career mm-hmm. choice. So I hope your campaign goes really well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it comes from a place of passion. I mean, we know
yeah.
we cut our teeth taking care of people.
Yeah,
it's an important role. And when you see people's faces light up, when you help them reach goals, when you help them be included in their community and do the typical things that all of us enjoy doing, it's so rewarding.
Very much so. I still remember it was Arthur, Richard, and Brian were the three gentlemen that I worked with during my undergrad.
Yeah, I could still give you the names of the six people who lived in my first home
yeah.
that I worked at, too.
Good
so.
Memories. You asked another big question about what are we new projects and what are we working on. It's one of these things, you know, where I have to work on 100 different things and five of them will actually pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that will be panning out is we are looking at our crisis services and access services. On the crisis front, you referenced to that the needs of our community have increased and are increasing across the board. We had a meeting with first responders, mm-hmm. police, EMS, and our local health systems. What they're experiencing is they've seen significant increases in the mental health presentations during their 911 calls.
Right.
Substance use has increased. Children's mental health is critical. All of their routines and you know, expectations have been changed during this pandemic, and everybody is struggling, families. And so those crisis services are very much needed, and I wish I could snap my fingers and have them, but it's a process. We did do a proposal. We asked for, we solicited bids to get, look at a crisis stabilization unit. So it'd be a 24-hour location, a facility, that would offer people an alternative, because right now it's sometimes it gets down when it's a true crisis to calling the police, activating the 911, or taking people to an emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
The emergency rooms, because of the pandemic, the triple endemic, whatever's going on now too, is no place for people in a mental health crisis.
Right.
So they're not staffed and set up to deal with those types of things as well. So this is a big focus for us for 2023. So we are looking at a physical location, like I said, where first responders could take people. People could take themselves. Family members could take loved ones. And they would be evaluated. And I'm calling it a hub and spokes model. So that would be the central piece. And then we need to make sure that the rest of the crisis continuum or the other pieces of the puzzle are there. Mm-hmm. We have good services in place now. So we have programs like partial hospitalization, which a lot of people might not be aware of. But it's a hospital setting during the day. And that's a bad description.
It's like you go to the hospital for the time you would normally be at your job, and then you come home in the evening. It's an intense therapy.
It's an intense level of care where you go to a spot, you can see a therapist, mm-hmm. see a psychiatrist, engage in group therapy activities, and then go home at night. We have assertive community treatment programs where we have a team of staff, including a psychiatrist, a nurse, a peer, case managers, therapist, who will go out and help keep people stable in their homes. We have home-based wraparound for children's services. We have a children's mobile crisis where we can come out and help the families, like you were saying, mm-hmm. before it gets to the point where you have to go to an emergency room. So we have those. On the substance use side now, we're looking to start up an engagement center, which is a really interesting new program. Again, 24/7, but it's the opposite of our crisis stabilization unit, which would be heavy on the clinical components to that. So there'd be psychiatrist and the crisis stabilization unit. The engagement center is run by peers.
Very nice.
It's sometimes called more like the living room model. It's set up to be very warm and welcoming and non-clinical on purpose. So somebody who's struggling primarily with alcohol use could go anytime, day or night. And again, loved ones could help them get there. They could get cleaned up, sleep, and then help is available there. All those resources, they can help get them connected to the other additional supports and, you know, that they would need to help their recovery. But it's set up, like I said, just to be warm and welcoming and trying to make sure that when the person wants help, that we're there for them. So that's another piece. That's one of our spokes. And then we're looking at that whole crisis continuum. And we're doing that in partnership with Macomb County proper, the Sheriff's Department, the jail, community corrections, the health department, Macomb Community Action. So it's a really interesting partnership. And Macomb County is also looking at the opioid settlement dollars that are coming into Macomb County with a special focus on mental health and recovery.
Very nice.
So it's a really good, when you talk about partners, being part of Macomb County, there's a lot of perks and it's a real benefit to our community.
Well, and it's nice to be able to put all the pieces to help people get all the pieces together, because you need if you're someone who's struggling with substance use, you need that psychologists, psychiatrists. You need those people to help you. You need the peers to help you, but you also need insurance and you need housing and, you know, there's other things you need, and community mental health can hopefully help you get linked to all of those things so that all the pieces of the puzzle can come together.
We can. Some of those, I said we're broad reaching. We have a lot of really interesting programs. We have a homeless outreach specialist, Connie, who does amazing, wonderful work here in Macomb County for us. We have a veteran navigator, Diane,
very nice.
Who is, she's everywhere out and about in the community. And going back to that demonstration as a certified community behavioral health clinic, there's a special focus on working with our veterans here in Macomb County.
Very nice.
So a lot of efforts and outreach in that area and stuff as well. So really, if you have questions, if you need help, give us a call.
Awesome.
And on that note, give us a call. We do have, we've condensed our phone lines down to make it easier for people to get a hold of us. So
when people call CMH, they'll get through to someone?
They will at 1-855-99-MCCMH. So it's easier to remember. And that's on our mobile health unit. It's on, we'll be on all of our marketing materials out and about.
Great. What if someone was looking for employment? Is CMH hiring?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I laugh because this is a silly question.
Yeah, it's pretty rhetorical. Everybody is hiring right now. And along with your efforts, along with your marketing campaign to direct support professionals, we are working with Macomb County as well to attract people at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
Therapists, people with a master's degree, the case managers, coordinators, people with bachelor's
mm-hmm.
Level degrees, but then our peers at all levels. So please go to our website, check us out on LinkedIn. You can go to the Macomb County website and things too. And yes, we are hiring at all levels. It's one of my biggest frustrations. With the pandemic, the mm-hmm. federal government's been very generous with the funding to the states. So I have more funding flexibility right now than ever before. The needs of our community have increased more than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the staff.
It's the bodies, the people.
Right.
It's hard.
Within our provider network and at Macomb CMH mm-hmm. itself. So
Yeah, well, hopefully the DSP marketing campaign is going to attract a lot of people to the field because it is a really great field to be in.
It is. It's very, very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for joining us today, Dave. We really appreciate it. Was there anything you wanted to add before we sign off?
I'll just go back to what I said before. If you need help yourself, if you know somebody, please give us a call at any point in stage at 24/7. And don't be afraid to ask those questions and to ask for help when you need it. So again, it's the 1-855-99-MCCMH.
Awesome.
We're here for you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for our podcast. Look for podcasts monthly from us, from different organizations in the community that provide great supports and services to people. If you have any additional questions or need any additional information, you can call the ARC of Macomb County at 586-469-1600, or you can visit our website at www.arcservices.org. Have a great day.
Thanks.